Blog Talk Radio.
Has the mission been completed? You know that I have the greatest enthusiasm for it.
Do you like podcasts that feature high-profile interviews?
I do.
Two girls, one gold shop.
Oh, my. I think you've got the wrong end of the stick.
What sort of stick are you referring to?
Flobo voice. How are you, Flobo?
I'm sure I'm not the first person to say this, but, man, I love your voice. I am transported to LA Confidential.
You like podcasts that offer audio skits?
I do.
Ma'am, you also need to pay for your vegetables.
Not according to Proposition 47.
Our food debt is under $950, so we're good to go!
You like podcasts that have original music?
I do.
Had she heard about what's going on?
Then I invite you both to visit www.hesaidsheheard.com and again, www.hesaidsheheard.com.
Do you enjoy watching movies?
Yes!
Do you like to hear other people's opinions on movies?
Yes!
And do you find that you don't always have the time to listen to an entire podcast about one movie?
Yes!
Well, then you might enjoy my new podcast, Living for the Cinema. My reviews cover the good, the bad, and the ugly of what makes each film unique, but in less than 15 minutes. Check out Living for the Cinema on all platforms where podcasts are available.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon. Oops, I'm so excited. I thought I was on just a regular call. I got to get my microphone over here. Okay, this might be better. Madame Perry Salon, I am grateful to be here. I am your host, cruise director, spiritual advisor, but you don't have to call me Madam. You can call me Jen, JP, Perry, Mrs. Perry, Miss Perry. I don't care. I'm just grateful to be here and to have you here because you guys make this show more and more fun all the time. Thank you to everyone who's subscribing, who leaves reviews. You don't know what that does. As you know, recently, actor Daphne O'Neill was here for her second visit, and her Christmas movie, I'll Be Home for Christmas, spelled A-I-S-L-E, on the family, the Family Movie Channel. It's doing great, and she plays Aunt Bev, who's a very important character in the film. Small cast, and everybody has, if I tell you anymore, I'll be giving it all away, and we don't want to do that. So if you've seen it, that's great, and if you haven't, then please, everyone, check out I'll Be Home for Christmas, and Daphne has another film coming soon as well, so we're going to check on that. Oh, hi. We've had so much fun with guests, and we've got so much more coming up for you that my producer, Megan Whitlock, and I are putting together, and this is going to be great in the year, a fantastic 2023 in Madame Perry Salon because of you and because of the fantastic guests and because of your reviews and because you listen. That's why I have such great guests. Now, tonight's guest, he was on once, but it was a long time ago. And he's done lots of traveling, lots of playing, lots of recording, and making some badass rock music for us since then. And I am superbly thrilled to have back the guitarist, lead vocalist, songwriter of the LA-based band Wicked Star. And I want to welcome Tony Richards back to Madame Perry Salon. Tony!
How you doing, Jennifer?
I am doing great. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Yeah, we were supposed to do this a week ago, but you know, I sympathize with you on what happened, and I hope that you're feeling better.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're so sweet, and I am so, so sorry about that. But folks, I'm going to just be grateful for people that understand that every now and then something comes out, that we comes up, rather, that we least expect, and we never know what's going to happen, do we? So we got to just keep on going and doing what we do best.
That's right.
All right, and let's talk about what you do best, and that's make music. Your band, Wicked Star, oh, my gosh. You know, I first learned of you a couple of years ago when I met your manager. Jennifer still your manager?
No. We have new management that we're going to be working with, and that's going to take us in a new direction, and hopefully we're going to you know, have a lot of opportunities in 2023 to do things that we were thinking about probably about a year and a half ago and just never materialized. So now we're probably going to take it to another level now and you know, make all this reality.
Now, you've done a lot of international touring, you and Wicked Star, your band. Tell us.
Sure. We've been to South America twice. We've gone to Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, and we've been to Canada. And now we're probably going to be on our way to Europe. And we're in negotiations right now. I can't really say much because, you know, it hasn't been finalized. But once it's finalized, of course, we'll get it all out there. But we are thinking about doing a couple festivals out there, and that's what's going on right now.
Ooh.
With the management team that we're working with.
That is excellent. And but what about around the United States? Now, you know, we folks down here in Georgia and the South, we love to rock.
Yeah, no, there's some stuff brewing in the U.S. as well. We're thinking about coming out to Florida and New Orleans. And, you know, since Atlanta is on the way to Florida, we're thinking about maybe stopping by and doing something in Atlanta as well. So that way we would probably do New Orleans, Atlanta, then Florida, and then maybe work our way up towards, like, the Mid-Atlantic area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I can see, too. I was in Mobile, Alabama, for the first time, I think, in Mobile, Alabama last month because I was officiating a wedding. And we were there for the weekend. There's some great spots there in Mobile and lots of nice clubs. And then, of course, you go up to Asheville, North Carolina on the coast, as you're talking about traveling upward. Yeah.
I have some friends in Asheville that keep wanting us to go out there. So I told them if we can get something, you know, where we are compensated for what we're doing and it's been good, then we'll go ahead and do it. But, you know, we're trying to do things differently now. I think we were hurting ourselves before where we were sort of cutting ourselves short a little bit. And this time around, we're, you know, going to have better representation and hopefully the monetary compensation that we get this time around will be worth it.
It makes such a difference, doesn't it?
It sure does. I mean, especially with now, you know, with everything that's going on right now and prices and, you know, being so high, you know, with gas and all that. And yeah, it just cuts into everybody's budget, and I get it. And we're trying to be reasonable about it. We're not being greedy, but at the same time, we're trying to be fair to ourselves.
You know, I don't know if you saw, but on my – because my business is publicity, mostly entertainment publicity and social media management, but every year I do this, especially around Christmas, I put out a post on all of my business social media for Lone Wolf Communications that says, hey, if you're buying a gift, if you're looking for a gift for the holidays for maybe a musician, a writer, artist, somebody in your life that's a creative person, let me tell you what they don't need. They don't need a t-shirt or a bumper sticker or a hat that says, I'm a writer, I'm a musician. What they need,
right?
Yeah, what they need is, if you don't give them gift cards for gas so they can get to the gig, for a hotel so they'll have a place to stay when they're on tour. Give them gift cards for grocery stores and restaurants while they're on the road so they'll have some place to travel. And if that doesn't float your boat, then just buy their product and give to your friends. Buy their records or their art or their books and give those as gifts, you know, or just support and do reviews. But, yeah, they don't need a T-shirt.
I like your idea. It's a great idea, really. I love gift cards, and they're useful. They're useful in so many different ways. So, yeah, I mean, it can pay for the hotel. It can pay for the gas. It can pay for food. I mean, you might find yourself getting a flat tire somewhere, and then, you know, you might need a spare tire that you don't have, and that's, you know, an unexpected expense that the gift card could take care of. So.
Yeah, that's true. Something like that. It could be car things. So, yeah, give them don't give them, because when I had a band, I got this a lot. Don't give them something that will give them exposure, because exposure, Tony, as you and I and every musician knows, that's something you can either die from or get arrested for, right?
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't get it.
You know, when people try to get you to do gigs and go, well, there's no money, but it's great exposure.
Yeah.
And then I go,
I mean,
exposure?
I think it's good when you – yeah, go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry.
So I would just say, wait. Exposure? I get exposure? Isn't that something you can get arrested for or die from, exposure?
Yeah, I think Jim Morrison got arrested for it in Florida. I mean, I'm sort of aping myself by making that statement, but I mean, if you go look in the history of rock and roll and you look at a book on the Doors or anything, I'm sure you'll see that, and people can, you know, go back and get a good chuckle from that. But yeah, Morrison, you know, exposed himself, as they'd say.
you've got a new CD, new EP, Return to Glory.
Yes, it's on the Lions Pride Music label. They're based out of Denmark. This is our third original album, and it's doing pretty good. The Europeans are loving it. They're eating it up, and it's getting some good publicity here in the U.S. as well, South America, Canada, Australia. So it's doing good. The thing is that we just want to support it the best we can at this stage, and hopefully this will open up some doors and give us some more opportunities to get to a different level, and hopefully we can get some radio play as well and maybe have a couple hit songs off this album. So that's those are the – I don't want to say expectations, because expectations are the root of all heartache. So I'm just going to say that we hope that it musters the, you know, recognition that we're looking for in order for it to create more opportunities for us. And that would be a good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. Tell us about, before we play any music, tell us about the band, how you came together, who's in the band.
Well, we've gone through many lineup changes. It all started in 2015, and me and Ashlyn Childs were the original founders of the band. And I think back then, you know, Ash had some personal issues that were sort of hobbling his progress. I don't want to get into his personal life, but eventually it sort of made him go one way and I went another way, and we lost contact with each other. But we had like four songs already recorded and stuff, and we worked with this guy named Bill Crodell, who who's worked with Doc and Rat, the Bullet Boys, Gilby Clark. He had a long, impressive list of different musicians in the South Bay area of Los Angeles that he worked with. But that's how it all started. And then I just kept going from that point on. And like I said, there was different lineups that came in. And then, you know, I reshuffled. And now we're at a sweet point in the evolution of this band where we feel that we have the lineup that can be really, really special and, you know, take us to that level that we want to go to. So my guitar player and my drummer are both from Brazil, from South America. I didn't meet them when I was out there. I actually met them in Los Angeles, and it just happened to work out. They're both of them are great musicians. My guitar player, Rafa Souza, is, I guess, what you call a shredder, but he knows when to do it and he knows when to hold back. He's also a good songwriter. And then my drummer, Gio Sanchez, is also a producer. He's produced about 12 albums in Brazil. Nice. So he's really good at arrangements and putting it all together. And, you know, you combine that with my skills, which is coming up with good vocal melodies and lyrics, because I'm a lyricist. I write all my songs. And, you know, we put it all together, and it was magic. It was good. And then Kat Mars is our bass player. Kat's a musician / actor. He was in the Johnny Cash movie with the, I believe, Joaquin Phoenix was the lead role.
Oh,
he was Johnny Cash. Yeah, I think it was Walk the Line. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that was it, Walk the Line.
Yeah, so he played Carl Perkins in the movie. And, yeah, I mean, he's a good musician. You know, he's more of a blues guy, but he's playing bass for us in this band, and he's doing really, really well. And you know, he's got the attitude. He's got the look. He's got the chops, and we're happy he's part of it.
Oh yeah, now that is a stunning lineup, and especially with all the extra skills and cred each member brings to the group, sounds like a great blend. Let me ask you, the newest Return to Glory, also, you know, by the way, folks, good time to say that if you are listening live tonight, which is December 27th, 2022, and you want to talk to Tony Richards, ask him a question, talk about music, give him a call. The number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. Toll-free call in the continental U.S. Blog Talk Radio assures me. So the cover of this CD is just astounding. I mean, every time I get ready to use a word, I feel like it's going to sound corny because it's part of the thing. I keep thinking, man, this is wicked. This is glorious. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Wicked Star, Return to Glory. I don't sound very imaginative, but this is a freaking cover.
You like it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know what?
I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
No, go ahead.
No, you, baby. This is all about you.
Okay, so, yeah, in regards to the cover, we had a guy whose company is named Sledgehammer Ledge, I think it is. He was the one that came up with the creation. It was my concept, my idea, and he sort of brought it to life. And I got some flack, believe it or not, over the cover originally, saying that, you know, what kind of political statement was I trying to make with it? And, you know, I didn't care. So I just kind of said, yes, it is what you're thinking. And it's sort of an East-West thing. And, we're a Christian country that believes in God and angels and that sort of thing. So the representation of the angelic being is supposed to be the Archangel Michael. And yes, he is. He does have a sword with the blue mm-hmm. flame on it, and he is chopping off the head of an Eastern dragon, what a lot of people in the East, you know, use as, you know, their version of their dragon, because it's different than the medieval dragon. So it's all symbolic, yes, and it all has a meaning to it. And Return to Glory sort of fits in with the theme of what we wanted to do for this album, and that's returning our country, our, you know, American philosophy and ideology back to the forefront, so that democracy can once again prevail on a global scale and be the superpower that we should be, because we represent the free world, and everybody on the planet wants to have that freedom and not live under a different sort of political ideology that some of these Eastern countries are offering. So I don't want to get into all that, but that was the concept for the album.
One of the songs on there is, of course, Return to Glory, also the song. And now that we've talked about this magnificent cover and the symbolism and the meaning behind it, don't normally do this, but I'm going to go ahead and read the list of the songs, because I think everything sort of ties in together, and people listening that are seeing a vision here, and it definitely carries it through. The songs, just to read the list, and I'm reading this from not just your website, but you guys get some serious press. This is from Roadie Metal Magazine, article written in June of this year by Jennifer Kelly. And it says, the list says, Return to Glory, Unleash the Fury, Ready or Not, Full Moon Dance, Never Fear the Unknown, Gods of War, Frozen Heart, The Long Road, Feel the Vibe, Love and Devotion. And I guess because we're talking yep. about the meanings, where I read that list, I mean, I read it before, but reading it again just to myself while listening to you talk, I thought about, you know, how some people will, just for a certain type of effect or vibe, they'll stack up some books so that you're reading the titles, like they make a story.
Yeah.
Which is always, you know, can be clever and be fun like that. And as it is, like I said, you can just read the list and get a title. By the way, when I was looking around a couple of weeks ago and looking up things on Wicked Star, I also came across somebody posted, I don't know if you had this, but one of your videos in Reddit. Did you see that?
No, I haven't. I haven't. What happened there?
Well, it was a Reddit one of the subreddits about, and the question was, name a band, something about, and this is not verbatim, so I'm not looking at it right now, but it was to the effect of, name a band you love that you wish more people knew about. And the first thing that was there was like, Wicked Star.
Nice. Yeah. That's what we're, that's the theme for 2023, is to, you know, get out there and get more exposure. And just turn it up big time, so that we can get that global recognition that we're trying to attain. And, you know, like I said before, I think I said this last time I was on your show, we're not only representing our city, our state, we're also representing our country, and that's kind of how we feel about it. You know, we're taking this really seriously in regards to keeping this genre of music alive, because there's a lot of older bands that are retiring. There's a lot of older bands that are I mean, they're reshuffling and they're trying to revive it with new players, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. One good thing that we're doing is that everything that we've done is all original. It's all new stuff, and it was created from 2016 on. So you can say that we haven't been living on past glories. We've created everything that we've done, you know, in the moment during this pandemic and everything else that's happened between now and when we started. So we're pretty proud of that. And we're just letting everybody know that, you know, this style of music still exists. European bands are keeping it alive as well. And there's a lot more European bands that play this genre of music than there are American bands, unfortunately. Because it used to be the other way around, but sort of done a flip-flop.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we sort of, you know, we're respecting what they're doing because there's a lot of good music coming out of Europe right now, especially Finland and Sweden and England, you know, and those are the places that are keeping it alive. And we want to, you know, make sure that we let them know that, you know, here in the States, we got it going on too, and it's not dead. There's a few other bands out there besides us that are playing this genre of music that also should be heard. And we're going to try to help them as well. So we're going to try to do this, you know, coalition group effort type of thing where we embrace all this new music that's out there that hasn't had the opportunity to be heard, so that everybody can, you know, get a chance to listen to it and then judge for themselves whether, you know, they connect with it or not.
I like the sound of that. So why don't we listen to some right now? Right now, what I've got so far that loaded up in the studio, Return to Glory is still loading, but I've got Feel the Vibe and Never Fear the Unknown. Well, what would you like me to play?
Let's play Never Fear. That's a good song, and to me, that would be the big hit off this album.
Beautiful. Never Fear the Unknown, Wicked Star, my guest, Tony Richards.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That's a great song.
You like that, huh?
I do. This is great. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Tony Richards, Wicked Star. Yeah, that's him. Tony, also, what a voice you have in delivery. How long have you been singing?
I started off in choir. I went to Catholic school for 12 years and started singing in a choir around third or fourth grade. And I kept it going until about the age of 11. And then in high school, I started playing guitar and piano. And I started on the piccolo. I started on the piccolo when I was like six or seven, then the piano, and then guitar. I was self-taught. But when I saw everybody really ripping on guitar and saw these guitar players that were really, really good, it sort of intimidated me. So I said, I better go back to singing. So then I started singing and writing my own songs, and that was about 14 or 15. And then I joined my first band when I was about 19, first serious band. And we started playing in Hollywood, and that was in the 80s, late 80s. And never really got the break that we were looking for. But then again, everyone was pretty young. And we were sort of, getting our feet wet, learning the business end of it, as well as how to be a good performer and how to, write good songs and stuff. So it was a learning experience for us, but we were learning in an atmosphere of, high caliber musicians and musicianship that was all around us, really. So it taught us to work harder, stay focused, and keep pushing forward, because so it taught us that hard work ethic, and it made us hungry and want it more. And I think that's one thing that's lacking nowadays in the music industry, is that you have people with talent, but they don't want to put the work into it anymore. They sort of want it on a silver platter, and they feel that it should just be given to them, and they're not going out there and earning it, And I think that part of the journey is the magic that you need in order to write good songs, because there's something to be said about struggles in life, and in those struggles is where you get that good stuff, that good heartfelt emotion, from a vocal standpoint, that you can sort of immerse yourself when you're writing the lyrical content to the song and tell the story, and then when you go and record it, you bring out the emotion in it. And then when you do the live performance, it emanates the way that you envisioned it, and now you see the audience connecting with it. And so it's really cool to see the whole process unfold.
Oh, yeah. You bought a few things in that package you just delivered. For one, yeah, the imagination and songwriting, and you're a songwriter. You made me think about things like Jim, see one documentary I saw about Jimi Hendrix where he said, you just about how you use your imagination and create things, like you, which dispel the idea of write about what you know, that they usually give authors, if people wrote about what they knew and nothing else, we wouldn't have science fiction stuff, but and so many other things. And he was saying, you can write about a war that happens on Mars. But first, you got to picture Mars and the different kinds of people and tribes. And again, not verbatim, it's just how I remember it. And then you create the situation and the characters and write the songs. And so I have so much admiration and respect for people like you who write and create and keep learning, because as you always do, you guys keep learning and keep developing skills. And then when you talked about growing up, like singing in the choir, this is that way you learn to really take care of your voice, because, you know, on a tour, you guys are out there and screaming and people, if you're going night after night, you know, your voice can give out. So you must have learned the real tricks.
Yeah, you gotta drink a lot of water. I mean, I drink like tons of water to keep my vocal cords lubricated, and then, you know, I try to drink like tea, lemon, and honey before I go on stage. And then recently, when I was at the NAMM show, me and my guitar player, we did an acoustic like two song jam thing at that he was. Being sponsored by, he has these guitar picks that are made by Anatomy of Sound, is the name of the company. So when we did these two acoustical songs that were from Return to Glory, we saw Robert Sarzo and Sean McNabb and Teddy Andiatis in the booth across from us. And they were selling this, I guess it's like cannabis oil, but it's for your vocal cords. I forget the name of it, but I was intrigued by it. And I didn't know that Robert's son was the one that was the person who started the business. So I went ahead and bought me some, and I started using it, and it really worked. So I started implementing that into my routine. So not only was I taking the tea and the honey and the lemon, I was also using this cannabis oil that they were selling. And I think it's, I don't know if this is the correct name or not, but I think it was called Revocalize or something like that. But I'll text you the name of it. But it's good stuff. It works. And again, it's something that I've added to my regimen now.
Oh, nice. Very good. So you said it was Robert Sarzo's son?
Yeah, Robert Sarzo's son was the one that created this company that sells this product. Yeah.
Okay, Robert Sarzo, the musician?
Yes. Yes, he used to play, he was the guitar player for Hurricane, and he's Rudy Sarzo's brother.
Yeah, Rudy was one of my the first musician I ever had on the show.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
very
right
cool.
After his book came out, and yeah, great guy.
Yeah,
we
opened up for Quiet Riot after that NAMM show. We
really?
Opened up for Quiet Riot on June 4th of 2021. It was a few months ago. And that was a really, really good gig. We had Eric Ragno on keyboards. We had a female backup vocalist, Lisa Margaroli. She was really, really good. And then we had a studio guy on drums. And it was Rolf Stouz on guitar, me on vocals. And we had a guy by the name of Mick Bontu on bass for that particular show. So it was really good. It was very impactful. We went over some new fans, and the place was sold out. We played at the Whiskey, so it was fun.
Wow, that's what a night. That's a great night. It was fun. I want to play another song. Two from the album, if it's okay with you. But first, I'm going to say happy birthday to a lot of my musician friends today. Is that your birthday, is it, Tony?
I'm sorry?
Is today your birthday?
No, today is not my birthday. My birthday is in February.
Okay, well, I'll get to it. Well, I've had so many musicians, friends, so many musicians have a birthday today that I was going to just go ahead and put it in and make a list. Might make it a regular thing. I don't know. But Scott Helland, he's the punk part of Frenchie and the Punk, and also his solo stuff is surf music. It's called Guitar Me of One. Eddie Higgins, Cameron Frederick, Brian Fordham, and Steve Worsley. Also, Adrian Ballou. So I think Adrian's might have been yesterday. Not sure. But anyway.
A lot of Capricorns.
Yeah. You know, really. Let's see. Steve is a drummer with The Found, and he's in England. And let's see. Scott travels so much. He and his partner, it was Frenchie of the Punk, Frenchie and the Punk. They're in Paris right now playing. Excuse me.
Oh, nice.
Cameron Frederick with Marquis of Vaudeville, sort of a rock and steampunk group. There are all these other
Very
birthday
cool.
people. Yeah, I have Rick Herschel, who, not Rick Herschel. He's one of my Wild Wild West Con friends. Happy birthday. And he works at Acts of Piracy. So if you know anything about steampunk.
I know the style of clothing that you wear, but other than that, not really. I'm not going to sit there and say I'm an expert on it because I'm not.
All right. Yeah, Eddie Higgins, bassist, vocalist, writer, conductor of the Great American Game Show, and who was the last part? Did I get Brian Fordham in? Yeah, he's with Station 13 band in Georgia. So yeah, a lot of musicians here, and I am grateful for everyone. Oh yeah, what is Cameron? I think Cameron's a bass player too. But anyway, so yeah.
What's
now,
the weather like in Georgia right now? How's Atlanta? Is it cold and rainy, or is it snowing?
We had a couple of days ago, we had it down to 14 degrees, which is not normal for us. Last night there was a dusting of snow, and then today, I don't know, it's like warm enough to go out in just a long shirt. So what the heck do we know? Like they say, if you don't like the weather here, just give it 10 minutes. If you, and I've got a little something else I need to play first, and then we're going to come back with more Tony Richards of Wicked Star and more music. But first, I got to play a message from a friend of mine, Sebastian Maniscalco-esque, and then we'll be right back with more Tony Richards right here, Madame Perry Salon, where fascinating people meet.
I mean, the world has gone crazy, right? I mean, this whole pandemic, I don't even know if I'm coming or going anymore. You know what I mean? But the one thing during the pandemic that I found out, right, that was a good thing was the Madame Perry Salon. I mean, this podcast, right, when you hear her laughing, all you want to do is laugh. Right? When her dog's barking in the background and she's talking to the duck, she's going to an interview, and I'm like, this podcast is the best podcast I've ever heard before. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's such a sweet thing to say. And yeah, there usually are dogs walking here. Hey, Tony, do you want to intro the song, Feel the Vibe? Tell us anything.
Are you going to play Feel the Vibe?
If that's okay.
Yeah. I love that song.
Okay, great. Well, that's your intro?
you want me to give an intro to Feel the Vibe?
Hey,
so
yeah,
Feel the Vibe is just a very...
Sorry, you are the funniest person. I just can't wait to see you on stage live because you send when you and I text and message and stuff, you have me laughing so hard. I can only imagine, you know, just that along with your talent. And your presence and your on stage look just makes you the best front man for this band. So
thank you.
Yeah,
no, I mean, I'm glad you get my sense of humor. A lot of people get pissed off because they think I'm a little, you know, out there sometimes with the way that I, you know, like to laugh. But yeah, I don't mean anything bad by it, and I try to make light of things sometimes just to make people happy, and you know, they sometimes they take it the wrong way and they get offended, but I don't, again, I don't mean anything by it. So if I ever offended anybody out there that's listening, I apologize. In regards to Feel the Vibe is a good song that's supposed to be positive and uplifting. It's talking about subtle energies that we really aren't aware of in our daily lives because we're so preoccupied with the 9-to-5 grind, being present in our relationships with our spouses, our kids, our employers and that sort of thing. So we sort of like miss a big chunk of what's really going on out there. And it's sort of like reminding you that, hey, you know, if you just slow down and check things out a little bit deeper, you might find something that could be beneficial and change your life forever just by rearranging certain things.
I like it. I like it a lot. So we're going to feel the vibe right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony. Tony.
How'd you like that one?
Oh, baby. Yeah. Yeah. We can dig it here. Yes. Powerful. And, and if you don't feel the vibe after listening to that, you just need to, well, somebody's going to put a toe tag on you. That's all I can say.
yeah, I mean, with the whole album has a good feel to it. Everything just kind of flows, and that's the magic part of this whole album is that you play the first song, and then you hear the second song, third song, fourth song, and it just flows. And you can listen to all 10 songs and say, "Wow, I want more." And then you play it again, and then you play it again, and then
yeah.
Pretty soon you're like, "Oh." And you get addicted to it.
Which is
but yeah,
it's glam.
Good stuff.
Hey, Tony, I am so glad to have you here on the show. And I'm just so grateful to know that such good music's being made. You know, sometimes when people, when I'm somewhere and I can't understand people and I have to say, huh? And I go, look, I apologize. It's not that I'm not listening. But I'm old enough to have heard all the good bands live. And so blame it on Led Zeppelin.
Nothing
but
wrong with that.
Again.
Yeah,
so,
no, for
so,
sure.
So, yeah, this is just fantastic. I am so thrilled to have you here, so thrilled we could start. And let me name the band again. You, Tony Richards, vocals, backing vocals, Rafa Souza, guitars, Cat Mars, bass.
Yeah.
Salva.
Yep. Yeah.
Salva. Okay. Rafa Salva.
Yeah.
Cat Mars and Gio Sanchez.
Yep.
And just
yep.
A magnificent, magnificent CD for Return to Glory. And thank God you're making good music, Return to Glory, too. So where can people find you? And by the way, folks, if you some people listen to the show, like when they're driving or when they're doing workouts and stuff. So I always tell them, Tony, don't worry if you can't write this down. I'll be sharing this on all of my social media. But where can people find you on social media for the band? And what is your calendar like soon? Where are you playing live?
So we have a Facebook page that they can find us on. It's a band page. I also have a personal Facebook page, but, you know, they can find us on the band page. There's an Instagram page. We also have a Twitter and our YouTube. Our YouTube channel is where we basically tell everybody to go because that's where they're going to see the music. They're going to hear the music. They're going to see the videos. There's also a few interviews and stuff that we throw in there every now and then. So that's kind of where we want people to go anyways. You can go to Spotify. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Deezer, all the major music sites if you want to purchase a download. If you want to buy an actual CD, there is a link on our website on our Facebook page where you can go and hit that link and buy a physical CD. So that's where you can get the music. In regards to our shows, we have a show coming up on January 28th. It'll be the first show of the year, and that'll be out in Orange County. And we will be playing with Ashlyn Child's band, who is one of the original founders of Wicked Star. Him and I were the ones that originally started the band, and his band will be on the same bill. And they're called Black Star Sinners. And then there's some tribute bands that will also be on the bill. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a little of both. There'll be original music, and there'll be some tribute acts, so everyone will get the best of both worlds. And the place that we're playing at has two stages, so there's not a lot of lapse time, you know, delays in regards to, okay, one band breaks down, now they have to wait half an hour to set up so they can hear the – it's not going to be like that. It'll be one band will play, and then like 10 minutes later, boom, here comes the other band on the other stage. So they have alternate stages where the show just keeps going, and it helps with the flow. and people will really like that sort of setup. So I have a feeling the show's going to sell out. So if you guys need tickets, you better hurry up and get some, because it's probably going to sell out pretty quick.
All right. And the name of the venue?
The name of the venue is called Stages, and it's out in Orange County in Santa Ana off the 55 freeway.
All right, folks, and I'll be sharing info on that. And hey, if you send me a link, Tony, I can also post a link where people can get tickets.
Oh, definitely. Yep, I'll do that. I'll send it to you.
All right, that is fantastic. This has been such a good time. You're always fun. And like I said, you got a wicked sense of humor, too, that I just adore. And no, I'm never offended by it. It's just because it's so fun and energetic, like everything else you do. So
thank you so much.
Again.
I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, believe me, as do I. I mean, I appreciate your vibe. So I am going to go out. We've just got a few seconds, maybe a minute and a half left. So, Tony, I'm going to go out with Return to Glory. And everyone, this is Madame Perry Jalon. Go check out Wicked Star. I'll put it on all my social media. And Tony Richards, all the best to you and Wicked Star. You guys are magnificent.
History repeats itself. Cultists bad to deceive us. Mother Earth is dying right before our eyes. Warriors of Night, we call upon thee to make things right and return us.